In Parsha Shlach, we read about the story of the Meraglim and its terrible, tragic episode where they gave the report about the land of Israel and they were destined to die in the Midbar. Then it's followed by another tragic event with the Machlokas of Korach va'Adoso. So the question is, what's the link? If they have it back-to-back, if the Torah puts Meraglim and then Korach, there must be some common thread. What's the common thread in the tragic event? So the Medrash Rabba tells us that Torah is niknis b'mayim uva'esh, also in the mid, also b'midbar. Midbar is, so mayim, the Gemara says, is it ends up namoch, like you have a leak and your ceiling goes, that always ends up on the bottom. It shows humility, like a midbar, your tefker. Eish is shalheveth, it's always rising, asserting itself. It's more the koach of conviction, confidence, etc. So, the trick in life, as the Rambam writes in Mora and Nevuchim, is the golden path is the middle road. All extremes are bad. If you have a reed bent to the left, to get it to the middle, you got to bend it all the way to the right. Except if you have a sickness, so then you take medicine. But if you're healthy, there's no need for extremes, no need for medicine. So, in fact, that's what the famous Chassidish Rebbe said about how putting these things in two separate pockets. On one hand, by Avram Avinu, we say, Anochi Afa Ve'Ether. I'm nothing. I'm like Afar. I'm like dust, dirt, the Ether. And ashes, meaning shiftless other mama nothing, I'm very widow, humility. On the other hand, we know Bishvili Nivra Olam, that's a Adam Nivra Yechidi. God only created the world with one, every person's worth, the whole world's created for one person. So the trick in life is to take the right medicine at the right time. The problem is when you're feeling great, no one wants to hear about the koach amayim. And when you're feeling lowly, no one wants to hear encouragement of you, the koach ha'esh. So the trick is to take the right medicine at the right time. So these are the two midos. So Rav Asher's wife, others point out the link between the sin of the Meraglim and the sin of Korach Vadosa was they used the wrong midah at the wrong time. What happened by Shlach is that God promised Avram Avinu, you're going to give the Jewish people the land of Israel, and etc. And he told them to go in, and then they, when they saw in their mind, they were like grasshoppers. They saw the giants. They felt Anochi Afa Ve'Efer. Who am I? I don't have conviction. I can't go up against them. As in fact, that's what as the Kutzker and others point out, we see the Yisod that if you yourself are lacking confidence, you feel like a grasshopper. So then everyone else is going to look at you like a grasshopper. So too, that's what the sin was. That the question is why. Why the Chazal tells me each day that they were there for 40 days, but each day they lost the whole year. Why? They should have lost 1 year. They only gave their testimony when they came back. So the answer is no. The sin wasn't the actual testimony per se. Their sin was kichagavim. They viewed themselves as grasshoppers. And that's why when you feel the game is over, like using a sports analogy, like whether it's the Boston Garden or other places, they used to say people used to see all the banners on the wall, on the ceiling, and you were psyched out before you got on the court. Like you went on with Michael Jordan, whoever it might be. And it was a famous story of one of the pitchers, I think it was Jose Lima, that he was one of the top pitchers in the league. And I think it was Houston, they changed stadiums, I think Minute Maid after the drink. And like in baseball, it's unique. In all the other sports, everyone has the same size field. In football, basketball, hockey, but baseball, everyone has their own unique field, Finley Park. So they moved the left field wall in whatever, 10, 20 feet. And when he came out to pitch the first day, he said to, I don't know if he said to himself, he said to others, I can't pitch in this stadium, the wall's so short. And sure enough, he never recovered. He had a terrible season because he was a kachagovim. When you feel when you should have bishuli nivra olam and you have anochi off of Afer, it doesn't end well. So by the maraglim, they should have used the koach haesh. God told me to do something. Let me show my conviction and stand up. However, when it comes to machokas korach vadaso, then you should have used the little humility of God. When it came to the Meraglim, to the effort, instead of using Anochi off of the Afer, which they should have stood up and used the Koach Ha'esh. But the opposite, by Korach, where they used the Koach Ha'esh, they should have used the Koach Hamayim. Showed some humility. That's what God wants. So imagine how different Jewish history would be if they actually used the right midah, if the Meraglim used the right midah in the Korach, so Jewish history would be a lot different. And as well, there's an interesting Arizal, which says that the Kayin and Hevel, it says the fight between Machlokas and Korach had ancient roots. A reenactment of an old drama, as Dr. Lamb points out. But the Arizal says that Moshe and Korach, that was a giggle of the Machlokas, Cain and Abel. So they... In what way was it the Machlokas of Cain and Abel? So on one hand, we know the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Hakina v'hakavad. No, Hakina v'hataiva mavirin adam in olam. So we know that Hevel was Makana, that the Kayin was upset that Hevel's carbon was accepted, his wasn't, he was jealous. So too, Korach was Delach Moshe, his brother, so to speak, Shevet Levi. Taiva, Hevel had the whole, they split the world, and yet Kayin wanted more of it. And then Kavod, Kayin felt he wasn't given the proper respect, so to Korach. So the question is, so how come if Moshe is a Gilgal of Hevel, and Korach's a Gilgal of Kayin, then how come it didn't end the same way? We know Cain killed Abel, so why didn't Korach destroy Moshe? What was the difference? So that's what they point out. The Shem Yishmul points out that really Kayin represented from Kinyan acquisition, the Koach Ha'esh, that you put in this world to build. You have to have a self-confidence for medical technology, everything, and therefore that was his midah. But he used it too much. It became a Baal Gaiva. Hevel, I'm a nothing. That's not good either. So Hevel was a pushover, and Kayin killed Hevel. However, by Korach continued in the footsteps of Kayin, he didn't improve and learned some humility. But we know Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Ana Mikol Adam, but yet he knew when to stand up and make a stand. So he was able to misakin the sin of Hevel, that he brought the balance between humility and gaiva. And in fact, that's what I think the Shem Yishmul writes, that Moshe The Gematria is 345. Korach's 308. And Hevel, 37. So Moshe minus Korach equals Hevel. Or we could say that Korach plus Hevel equals Moshe. Hevel was lacking the Korach, and Korach was lacking the Hevel. That in life you need a proper balance, a balance between godless Adam and shiflism. That was the two famous yeshivas in Europe. That Navardek was known as shiflus Adam, you're a nobody, and Skabatka godless Adam. So that's the yesod. So the yesod is that if they applied the right midos, we never would have had the machlokas of Korach and the Meraglim, and that's how Moshe Gilgal from Hevel, he was misakin the sin, and that's why he was able to defeat Korach. He was able to balance both the midah of Esh and the midah of Mayim, and that's our job in life. We have to try to have a proper balance between the Koach HaEsh and the Koach HaMayim.